Good morning and grace and peace to you. Blessings as we enter day five of our 7 days praying with the Psalms. And today we're going to pray a very unique psalm. It begins book four in the Psalter. There's a tone of praise within us and within it as we read, but there's also an underlying tone of lament. We even see that we're praying related to God's anger over history. And though Jesus embodies and incarnates love among us, we understand that we worship a God of love and truth, and his vision of humanity spans our own perspectives and limited insights over time, over place, over all of history, recorded and unrecorded. So we pray this knowing we're entering the school of prayer, as so many have. We learn as we pray to regard the whole breadth and depth of God's person and character. So let's pray Psalm 90. Again, I'll personalize it, insert words here and there to make it my own and our own. And then I'll be praying the prayer inspired by it called A New Beginning, and that is in Endless Grace on page 66. Let's pray with the psalm. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were even born, or you put forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, sons and daughters. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep us away in the sleep of death. We're like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up new and fresh, by evening it's dry and withered. We have been, in our story, consumed by your anger, terrified by your indignation. You are love and truth. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. You have revealed our hearts. And sometimes it can seem as though all our days just pass away under the weight of wrath and judgment. Many even finish their years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength or more in our time, yet their span can be filled with trouble and sorrow, and we can even create that. Those days can quickly pass and then we fly away. So we come with reverence and austerity, a sober vision of your love and your truth, Lord. Who knows the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may know the fullness of love, accompanied by the fullness of truth as you reveal it to us. As for us today, relent, O Lord. Help us. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. For as many years as we have seen trouble, let us see gladness and joy. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children, to our children's children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Lord, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. A new beginning. Father, for as long as humankind has roamed the earth, wandering east of Eden, We have longed for the comfort of your house, the shelter of your arms. Beyond the boundaries of space, time, matter, there is only you, creator, sustainer, storyteller. We live and we die, a fleeting breath, a passing mention, a drop in the ocean of eternity. No sooner has the light filled our eyes than it dims and darkness envelops us. We are driftwood, carried to shore on the tide, then washed away again. We are flora, vibrant and flourishing before our color withers and we descend to the deep from which we came. How many of us, brought to life by your breath, choose to haunt the paths of the dead? Rejecting your truth, we court destruction, welcome judgment, become what we worship, chasing passing pleasure over abiding satisfaction, ephemeral delight over eternal joy. We wander in desert wastes, youth and vitality slipping from our grasp like water through a sieve until we give up the ghost. Such is the fate of all who scorn you, who walk according to their own wisdom, who insist upon their own way. Teach me to walk in humility before you, conscious of my weakness, my finiteness, my limitations, that I may make the most of the time I have been given. Restore to me the years the locusts have eaten. May all that is dead in me be resurrected, that I may walk with renewed purpose and replenished joy, a testimony to your redeeming work. For you do not hold my wasted time against me. The hours and days and years I have squandered, with gentleness, you grant me a new beginning. May your mercy be manifest in me and in my children and my children's children. In all that I set my heart and mind to do, grant your blessing that my life would bear abundant fruit for your kingdom. Amen.